This is Bad Attitudes.
Hello, friends and strangers, and welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. If God intended me to be normal, purple hair dye wouldn't exist. This week's supporter shout-out goes to Ruki Saavedra. Thank you for your continued support, Ruki. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes, book reviews, a virtual book club, and more. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. I've made a change to the subscription tiers. You no longer need to subscribe to have the opportunity to guest on an episode. I've created an application, which is linked in the episode notes and on the Bad Attitudes link tree, so that you can apply to guest on an episode whenever you want. If you have an idea for an episode or a topic you want to discuss with me, fill out the application today. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth. So if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow at Bad Attitudes Pod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. There is a phrase I have come to strongly dislike. If God intended, fill in the blank. As in, if God intended me to have extra holes in my head, he would have put them there. My grandma said this to me a lot when I was a kid wanting to get my ears pierced. I'm pretty sure she's convinced that getting my ears pierced at 10 started the whole slippery slope that led to purple hair and tattoos. She turns 90 later this year, and I'm trying to convince her to do something wild and crazy, like color her hair or get a matching tattoo. I know she'll never go for the tattoo, but her hair is pure white, so a color will look amazing. I told her she could dye it purple and we'll finally look like we're related. Predictably, she's not keen on the idea. Just as predictably, she said, if God intended me to, blah, blah, blah. That argument doesn't fly with me anymore, and here's why. If God intended for me to have steel rods in my spine and legs, wouldn't he have put them there? If God intended for my skin to be covered in surgical scars, wouldn't he have put them there? If God intended for me to be sliced and diced, wouldn't he have done so himself? Now, some more extreme religious sects do in fact believe that way, and eschew the use of modern medicine, believing that you will live or die according to God's will. That's all well and good, but I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, if you know what I mean. Modern medicine has saved my butt more than once, so I think I'll stick with what I know. After all, if God made everything, that includes science and medical professionals. But let's take this a step further and address those so-called well-meaning souls who feel the need to pray over any disabled person they see in public. If God intended for me to be able to walk, wouldn't I be able to walk? If God intended for me to be healed, wouldn't he heal me without your intervention? If God intended for a blind person to see or a deaf person to hear, wouldn't they? Or do you think God makes mistakes? If you don't want piercings or tattoos or colored hair, that's perfectly fine. But don't lay your desire to not have those things at God's door. Because the truth is, none of us know what God intended about anything. It's all guesswork on our humble human parts. We talk a lot about God's plan, and it's all God's plan, and maybe that's true. Or maybe humanity fucked shit up and God threw his hands up in disgust. We don't know. The whole if God intended argument is illogical because we can't possibly know God's intentions. Maybe God intended that everyone get covered in tattoos and he's disappointed by the virgin skinned. If you assume to know what God intended based on what you can see or how you were born, you have to assume that God intended me to be disabled. You have to assume and accept that anyone who is disabled, regardless of reason, was intended by God to be that way. It's very much like I said in the episode where I talked about how extremely religious people like to argue that when the rapture comes, we will all be returned to our right bodies. What they mean is that any trans person will be returned to the body and gender identity they were assigned at birth. What they fail to consider is, if we are all born in our right bodies, anyone born disabled is also in their right body, and they are going against God's will by praying for our healing. So, if you're going to use our bodies as evidence of God's intentions, you have to assume that the state of our bodies at any given point is what God intended. Born with a disability, God intended it. Acquired a disability, God intended it. Developed a chronic illness, God intended it. You pray over someone with a disability and they aren't instantly healed the way you expected? I guess God didn't intend that. There is so much hypocrisy and contradiction present in religion. It's almost as if the rules of religion weren't determined by God, but by people. Funny that. For what it's worth, this is what I think. For reasons far above my pay grade, God intended that I be and live as a disabled woman in the 21st century. I may never get to know what those reasons are, but for better or worse, this is who I am. I fought against it for many, many years, railed against the unfairness of it all. There's no denying that living as a disabled person in a world made for the non-disabled is unfair. But I think God knew that. There will always be times when something is unfair, but we have to carry on with it anyway. Beyond living as a disabled woman, I think the rest is sort of up to me. I mean, what would be the point of free will otherwise? I know religious people will say that the point of free will is so that you make the choice to turn to or away from God, but I gotta believe there's a little more to it. Bottom line, get tattoos or don't. Dye your hair or don't. I definitely believe life's more fun when you do those things, but you gotta be true to you. But don't tell me you're against it because it's not what God intended, and turn around and pray over me to be healed. If that's what God intended, it will happen without you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.